This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
When stocks and bonds get scary, often money moves into some currencies, but not as much this week. Interestingly, Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Whenever there's a volatile episode or a financial crisis like we saw 10 years ago, investors look for a place to park money where it's least likely to lose value.
Basically, we then term wherever that money goes as the safe haven.
Catherine Dominguez teaches economics at the University of Michigan. She says nobody dictates to investors where to put their money.
No government has said, come hither, we're a safe haven. It seems like their flows start to move in one direction or another.
Traditionally to the Japanese yen or Swiss franc. But Fawad Razakzada, an analyst at Forex.com, says even those currencies aren't acting as much like traditional safe havens as in the past. Central banks are more willing to intervene if they think their currencies are under or overvalued.
It kind of messed up everything. So it's nothing that used to be the case traditionally is the case anymore.
Some speculate the next safe haven currency might be cryptocurrencies because central banks don't control those yet. But given the volatility of Bitcoin recently, that might not work either. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.